The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place Hawks take the diamond for exciting baseball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks baseball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a little unusual to say good morning with Hawks broadcasting. We are up here at Paris High School, John Tracker Field, up here in Spokane. It's about 60 degrees in an overcast sky, but they're saying there's not going to be much rain. As the College Place Hawks at 19-3-1 overall and take on the Okanagan Bulldogs in a traditional first-round state loser-out game. Set to start here in about 25 minutes up here at Ferris. Before the game, since this is the first baseball broadcast ever for Hawks baseball, we're going to cover some information. We're going to take a look at the Hawks season. We're going to take a look at their last playoff game as well as Okanagan's record and how they did in the season, and we'll take a look at season stats for all of your Hawks players, and of course we'll have the opening pitch and all the action here from the diamond at John Tracker Field up here in Ferris as your College Place Hawks are going to be taking on the Okanagan Bulldogs. We'll be back with more.
Spring is finally here, and that means we'll all be spending more time outside. And nice weather means yard work. Get into the Pendleton and Walla Walla grocery outlets for lawn and garden tools, flower pots, plants, and even potting soil. Shop Grocery Outlet for the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Grocery Outlet in Walla Walla and Pendleton.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
The month of May is a favorite for McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. It's all about helping others and making a difference during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. In the spirit of the month, we want to help you keep your vehicle cruising for years to come. So take advantage of amazing spring service and May maintenance specials that are going on right now. Like $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. We know your time is valuable. We'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Take care of your maintenance and service needs while helping others at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. To schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details. Cannot be combined with other offers. Expires 5/31/18.
It's time to get down and dirty, in the yard that is, and L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back here live at John Tracker Field. Got about 20 minutes, according to the clock, before the first pitch here in this regional first-round state game where your College Place Hawks are the home team up here in Ferris. They're going to be hosting the Okanagan Bulldogs. Let's take a look at how the Hawks got here. College Place, 19-3-1 overall. And let's go ahead and take a look at how they got here. They opened the season back on March 13th.
and played a doubleheader in Richland against Liberty Christian, and they beat the Patriots 13-2 in the opener and then had their lone tie 10-all. I believe that was at the end of eight innings. And then the Hawks went on a, what is that? It's a nine-game win streak. Doubleheader in Warden on March 20th, beating him 7-1 and 7-6. Doubleheader at Burbank, beating the Coyotes 19-3 and 19-2. Then played Milton Freewater March 27th, 15-1. Then went to Mattawa and wrecked Waluke in a pair of games, 18-0 and 25-0. Then they hosted DeSales on April 10th, won that game 13-3. And then they went to Riverview and had a visiting doubleheader. They won the first game 12-2 and then finally had their first loss of the season on the 14th, 6-5, a closely contested game at Riverview. And then they went back home April 21st, hosted Kai B, beat them 16-9, 15-3, hosted LaSalle 3 days later, 12-4, and 12-4 again, winning a pair of doubleheaders by the same score. And then they went to Royal, beat them again 12-4, and in the second game 10-5. And are you detecting a theme here? College Place has had great success this season, putting runs on the board. But then they traveled to Connell to open up May 5th, and split a doubleheader there. They lost the first game 2-1, but then turned around and won the nightcap 2-1. That was not a high-scoring affair. Then that completed the regular season. District started on May 8th and beat Warden 10-1. And then 3 days later at Benton City, they went to Kiona Benton and blew out Kai B again, 19-0. So at that point, you're looking at having only two losses. And then in the district championship at Connell, they played Natchez Valley and suffered their worst loss of the season. That was a week ago, May 12th, losing that game 8-0. In fairness, the Hawks were not starting their premier pitcher in that particular game. They have two strong pitchers, which we'll talk about when we talk about season stats for individual players after we take this next break. So there was some anticipation they weren't putting a frontline pitcher out there, and Natchez not only brought their frontline pitcher, but they also feasted for once on College Place pitching. And again, if you look at the various scores, the closest thing the Hawks had to a game where they were giving up too many runs was, again, that tie way back on March 13th that they gave up 10 runs to Liberty Christian and then losing to Riverview on April 14th, 6-5. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, as mentioned, we will take a look at season stats both for pitching and for batting for the Hawks. When we return, as we're getting ready for first-round state baseball action here at John Tracker Field at Ferris High School in Spokane, College Place getting ready to take on Okanagan. We'll have more when we return. You are listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Vacation time is coming and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Did you know that Postal Annex is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then let us guide you through the renewal process. From pictures to paperwork to a check for payment, we'll help you get your application safely sent. That's Postal Annex, your go-to get-it-done place in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla, now also providing cell phone repair.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And you're live at John Tracker Field at Ferris High School in Spokane. The College Place Hawks getting ready to take on Okanagan here in about 15 minutes in this first round state playoff game here in baseball. Again, the College Place 19-3-1 overall, and they're the home team hosting the Okanagan Bulldogs. Let's take a look at how the Hawks have done as far as the season goes, and I'm just going to go by number down the roster. We have Chase Phipps, a junior second baseman, only played in four games, and he just has one plate appearance, so he doesn't have any stats just yet. And then the junior Matt McKenzie, number three, he's played 21 games. He's averaging .533 in 75 at-bats. He has 40 hits, 33 ribbies, and 17 doubles. Cole Stubblefield, a freshman, he started 17 games, just 9 plate appearances. He's hitting .200. Carter Schreindel, a freshman, he has 10 games under his belt, 9 plate appearances. He's yet to have his first hit. Jackson Shoemate, sophomore second baseman, he's appeared in 23 games. He's averaging .190, having 12 hits and 15 ribbies. Kyler Tyner, he's played 20 games, a junior outfielder and pitcher. He's had 62 at-bats, 31 hits, 20 ribbies. He's hitting .500. And then we got to talk about Kobe Morris, the senior. He's a pitcher, third baseman, in 23 games. He's hitting .527, 39 hits, 40 ribbies, 7 doubles, 3 triples, 4 homers, and leading the team in that particular category. And Silas Shoemate is going to be the starting pitcher for the Hawks this afternoon. He's batting .500. Having 38 hits and 35 ribbies, 10 doubles over the season. Andrew Arias, junior, first baseman and pitcher in 13 games. He's batting about .100. Cade Christensen, a sophomore, has 20 game appearances, averaging .152. Colton Stribbe has 5 game appearances, has yet to get his first hit. Blake Harrison, a sophomore, first baseman and pitcher. He's played 20 games. He's hitting .293. And then Kobe Morris's brother, Kyron, has also played 23 games at short, and he's hitting .565, 40 runs batted in, 9 doubles, 6 triples over the season. Tanner Schreindel, the sophomore, he's hitting .362, playing outfield and catcher. And then Justin McKenzie, freshman in 23 appearances, he's hitting .360 and 26 ribbies. In connection with 27 hits. Yes. And then to take a look at pitching, I really want to talk about three players. We want to talk about Kyler Tyner. And let's see, he's made 10 appearances. He is 2-0 with a 1.15 ERA. And then Kobe Morris has 10 appearances. He's 7-0 on 1.36 ERA. And Silas Shoemate, as mentioned earlier, he is 7-1 with 11 appearances and a 1.95 ERA. And like I said, he's going to be starting for the Hawks this afternoon. We're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we will take a brief look at the district championship against Natchez that was played last week, as well as eventually we'll have the starting lineups, the opening pitch, and all the action here from John Tracker Field at Ferris High School in Spokane. As the College Place Hawks warming up, getting ready for this first-round state playoff game against the Okanagan Bulldogs when we return. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
According to a U.S. Department of Energy study, the average life of a water heater is 10 to 15 years. I bet you're asking yourself how you've ended up with a broken-down water heater after only a few years. The answer? Lack of maintenance. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 for a quality water heater tune-up or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Hey Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an all-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love, Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back here live at John Tracker Field at Ferris High on an overcast day up here in Spokane. It's about, I don't know, it's about 60 degrees when I drove into town here about an hour ago. It might be in the lower 60s now. As the Hawks are in a loser out first round state regional game against the Okanagan Bulldogs, and the Hawks got here by benefit of a, as mentioned earlier in pregame, 19-3-1 record, but one of those losses came in the district championship last Saturday against the Natchez Valley Rangers. And the Hawks, having had a good season preventing runs from crossing the plate, but Natchez Valley kind of had their way with College Place from the get-go. Natchez Valley in their opening frame, putting three runs on the board, and then the Hawks tried to stay even with them hit for hit throughout the game. But then in the fifth frame, they gave up another run against Natchez Valley, and then the Rangers blew things open with four runs in the sixth, and the Hawks ended up losing that district championship 8-0. In that game, the Hawks did get their share of hits. Matt McKenzie, Jackson Shoemate, Kyla Tyner, Kobe Morris, Silas Shoemate, Andrew Arias, all having one hit, as did Kyron Morris and Justin McKenzie. But the difficulty came about to some extent with regards to pitching. Matt McKenzie, the junior, having had a fair – I want to make sure I get my stats correct here. Matt McKenzie having had a fairly successful season in eight appearances in the regular season. He had a 2-1 record and a 3.86 ERA, but in that game against Natchez Valley, he got tagged. He ended up having an 8.65 ERA in 5 2/3 innings. He gave up 9 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned, with 2 bases on balls and 2 strikeouts. But again, the Hawks putting up one of their star pitchers. They've got the senior, Silas Shoemate, on the mound to try and put the Bulldogs away. And the winner of this game will go on to meet the winner of the Freeman-Kiona-Benton game, which will take place after this game right here at John Tracker. And that game will take place later this afternoon, 45 minutes after the end of the second round game. So if the Hawks win, they will continue to play this afternoon, hopefully against a Kai B team that they've had their way with, Hawks 3-0 this year against the Bears. But first, they've got to get past the Okanagan Bulldogs. We're going through opening lineups right now via the PA. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we will provide starting lineups as well, and then eventually we'll have the first pitch and all the action here as we are covering baseball. That's right, College Place State playoff baseball action right here. John Tracker Field at Ferris High in Spokane. When we return, you're listening to Hawks Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com. Your YMCA is having a yard sale to benefit youth scholarships on Saturday, June 2nd from 7 to 4 at the YMCA. Local residents donate to the YMCA in several ways, from our annual youth sustaining campaign to capital development. The YMCA yard sale is another way to donate. If you have yard sale items you'd like to donate, bring them to the Y on Friday, May 18th from 3 to 6 or on Friday, May 25th from 2 to 4. And then come shop at the YMCA yard sale for youth scholarships from 7 to 4 on Saturday, June 2nd. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Our national anthem.
And back here live at John Tracker Field here at Ferris High School in Spokane, getting ready to provide the starting lineups. And, of course, I was just a little bit late in trying to extend that timeout because we are honoring the flag, so we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for you. When we return, you're getting ready for Hawk playoff basketball, baseball, right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
All right, we will go ahead and have your starting lineups here first. Coming up to bat for Okanagan, their leadoff hitter is going to be number one, the junior, Chase Phipps. Their second hitter is, I'm reading from the wrong roster. It's going to be Hunter Rubert. Their batting number two is going to be the junior, Colby Picard. Batting number three is, and the numbers don't match, I believe that is going to be their pitcher, Connor Ashworth. Batting fourth is number nine, and hopefully we've got the right information here. I have that as Gage Wilson. Batting fifth is going to be the senior, number five, Justin Stanley. Batting sixth is going to be the sophomore, number seven, Jacob Stanley. Batting seventh, a senior, Alex Nelson. And batting eighth, they're going to have a sophomore, Will Clark, named after the old San Francisco outfielder, as I recall. And then finally, batting ninth is going to be the sophomore, Jarrett Smith. Stepping on the mound for the Hawks is going to be Silas Shumate. And I'm going to try and go around the horn and see if I can't get the positions correctly. First base, we're going to have sophomore Tanner Schreindel. At second base, you're going to have the sophomore Jackson Shumate. At short is going to be Andrew Arias. Third base is going to be, that is, Kobe Morris. And the outfielders will have to get for you later as Shumate is on the rubber, and he delivers his first pitch. Is going to be a little bit down and in. Ball one, again, stepping to the plate for Okanagan, is number one, Hunter Rupert, junior, hitting .635 for the season. He's shortstop, right-handed pitcher, and his second pitch is lifted into left field over the head of the left fielder, and Rupert's rounding second, and he's going to be held up with a leadoff double. As he loped that into deep left field. And trying to get the left fielder for the Hawks is a number I just cannot quite see, so I'm sorry about that. Trying to get accustomed to calling baseball here as... Let's see, Shumate has given up now a double on two pitches, and stepping up now is going to be Colby Ricard. And Shumate's first pitch is high and inside. Ricard takes a cut at it and fouls it off. Barely goes to the backstop. So 0-1 on Colby Ricard. Shumate looks in, toes rubber, looks back at second. Now he delivers, and that's an off-speed pitch that hits a left side of the plate. Strike two. 0-2 on Picard. Shumate from the stretch takes a look back at second. Now he delivers, and that's going to be just off the right side of the plate. Ball one. 1-2. If you just joined us, no score. Okanagan getting their first hacks. No out, one man on second, and Shumate delivers, and that pitch is inside and fouled off to the right. Picard hitting .465, 17 ribbies, four doubles over the season. Facing one and having a 1-2 count as Shumate toes rubber, looks at second, delivers, and that's going to be high. 2-2. Picard looking down to his third base coach and what to do next as Rupert on second for Okanagan takes his lead. Shumate now delivers, and that's going to be low. Ball three. Full count now. Potential opening run on second for Okanagan. No one out here at John Trucker Field, Ferris High. Shumate now delivers, and that one got away from him. It's going to be a low one inside. So Okanagan in this opening frame quickly gets men on first and second as Connor Ashworth, hitting .469 for the season, a sophomore. He's also going to be pitching for Okanagan this afternoon, is going to step in with men on first and second. So Shumate again looks to second, and he puts an off-speed pitch that hits the left side of the plate. Paints the black nicely, 0-1 on Ashworth. Shumate on the far left side of the rubber. Right-handed pitcher facing a right-handed batter, delivers, fastball on the left side of the plate again, quickly gets to 0-2 on Ashworth. Shumate trying to pitch out of a little bit of an early jam here, top of the first, and his second pitch is going to be hit up the left, shortstop, steps on second, and then fires to first for a double play. So Shumate quickly now gets himself two outs. And the leadoff hitter, Rupert, is on third. But with two outs now, you have to just prevent the base hit now from taking place.
Gage Wilson.
As Gage Wilson steps in, he's hitting .314 for the season. Left-handed hitter. Shumate delivers fastball on the outside part of the plate. 0-1. Silas giving up that leadoff double and then a walk, but then quickly got rid of two base runners. And looking to end the threat here to open the first inning. No score. Top of the first, Shumate's second pitch is going to be quite a bit outside. Off-speed pitch, I think, got a little bit away from him. 1-1. Rupert
not taking much of a lead from third. He knows it's going to take a base hit for things to work. As Shumate gets ready to deliver, fastball gets drilled into the... It's going to be drilled into right field, and Rupert is going to score. And Wilson is going to end up getting the earned run as Okanagan strikes first here in the first. They lead College Place right now 1-0 with two out, as I believe Justin Stanley. Nope. That must be Jacob Stanley steps to the plate as Shumate fires to first to try and catch the other Stanley napping. And I take that back. That's Wilson at first, as the lead pitch is in the dirt, and Josh Stanley chases it, giving him an 0-1 count. Silas steps in again, fires, swing, and a miss. Silas just blew that one right past him. It's a little bit too much for the senior Stanley to manage. Quickly, Silas again, up 0-2. Now steps in to try and put an end to things. In a swing and a miss, and that will do it. The top of the first is over with Okanagan managing to get one run on two hits with no errors. And when we come back, the Hawks will be taking their first hacks as we are midway through the first. Okanagan 1, College Place nothing. You're listening to College Place Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC 2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Bottom of the first coming up here at John Trocker Field at Ferris High School. First round state playoff game, technically also a regional playoff game, as Okanagan manages to get one run on two hits. An opening double by Hunter Rubert, and then he ended up getting punched home by Gage Wilson against Silas Shumate. So Okanagan takes a 1-0 lead against College Place as the Hawks come up for their first hacks. And leading off is going to be Kyler Tyner, the junior outfielder, against Connor Ashworth. And Ashworth now delivers, and his first pitch is high and inside. 1-0. Tyner waits. Now faces an off-speed pitch that is also going to be somewhat high and inside, but he swings through it, becomes 1-1. Tyner. Now waiting for Ashworth, and Ashworth working quickly from the middle of the mound, delivers low and inside, but they're going to say that was just high enough for a strike. So now Tyner facing a 1-2 count. Ashworth toes her over and quickly delivers, and Tyner gives a high foul ball that's going to end up going on to Regal Boulevard, where there's quite a bit of traffic. And this must not be a that uncommon occurrence here, as baseball field is right up against a fairly busy boulevard. Ashworth now delivers the 1-2, and Tyner swings through it and strikes out. So one down, Okanagan leading College Place 1-0. Matt McKenzie batting 533 for the season, playing catcher, pitcher, and utility, steps in against Ashworth, and Ashworth fires, and that's right down the middle. 0-1. McKenzie just kind of waiting to see what was going to happen with that pitch. Ashworth quickly delivers the 0-1. That's going to be right up the middle, and it'll squeeze through for a base hit. And McKenzie becomes your first base runner of the day for College Place with one down. And now stepping up is going to be College Place's leading batter, the junior, Kyron Morris, playing short, 39 hits, 40 ribbies over the year, having played all 23 games for the Hawks. And the southpaw is going to step in. And now he's ready to go as Ashworth looking to first. Now from the stretch, and he delivers. That's going to be way high as catcher Colby Picard had to step up to get that. Morris, a 1-0 count. He's now going to step in. And base runner is going to take a lead off to the right. Ashworth now delivers, and that's going to be foul left down the left field line. No one's going to be able to get to that. 1-1. McKenzie on first. One down here in the first. Okanagan leading College Place, 1-0. Morris steps in and now indicates he's ready to go. And Ashworth's going to toe the rubber from the stretch. And he delivers the 1-1, and that ball is going to be hacked down the left field line. Third base manages to get it, fires to first. And in time to get Morris, while McKenzie goes to second, but now with two down.
Hitting for the Hawks, number 9, Kobe Morris.
Kobe Morris now going to step in, batting .527. 39 hits, also 40 ribbies, but he has 7 doubles, 3 triples, and 4 home runs now. And with the tying run in scoring position, he's the right-hander who's going to step to the plate as Ashworth looks back at second, and now he's going to deliver, and that ball gets hacked down the right field line, and it's going to be picked up by short, and I believe, yes, Morris beats it out, and then McKenzie is going to score all the way from second, and then on the wild pitch, Morris is going to proceed to second, and we are tied now at 1, 2 down here in the first. Kobe Morris with the run batted in. And McKenzie scores all the way from second. And again, on a wild throw, Morris ends up proceeding to second. So now Ashworth is going to deliver to, this is Silas Shoemate. And Ashworth's first pitch is low and outside, ball 1. And Colby Picard wants to tell Ashworth, just calm down. You may have this. But the Hawks, after giving up an early run in the first inning, have answered here in the bottom of the first. We're tied at 1 in this loser-out regional first-round state playoff game. As Ashworth for Okanagan is going to toe the mound. Toe the rubber now, and his 0-1 is going to be tapped down to first. No, it's going to squeeze through for a base hit. And here comes Morris rounding third. And Silas Shoemate delivers the go-ahead RBI. And just like that, the Hawks scoring runs as they have all season. They answer the one run they give up in the bottom of the first, and they now have a 2-1 lead on a seeing eye base hit in between first and second by Silas Shoemate. So Ashworth now is going to face the second baseman, Justin McKenzie, and the big freshman fouls it off down the right field line, 0-1. Silas Shoemate taking a lead from first, having delivered the go-ahead ribby as Ashworth from the stretch now delivers, and his off-speed pitch is going to be low and inside. Ball 1. 1-1. Justin McKenzie hitting .360 for the season. 27 hits, 26 ribbies, 8 doubles. And quick throw back to Shoemate, who dives down head first. Jarrett Smith drops the ball, but not enough for Silas to consider taking off. So Ashworth now will deliver the 1-1 pitch to McKenzie, and that ball is hacked down the right field line, foul. Hitting into the Okanagan dugout, not hit particularly hard. 1-2 on McKenzie. Ashworth puts his toe back on the rubber. Shoemate with his lead on first. Ashworth looks back. Now he's set, and from the stretch delivers the 1-2 pitch, and it's going to be a wild pitch that gets past the pitcher, and Shoemate's going to easily coast into second. And now McKenzie with an opportunity to add perhaps a bit of cushion as Shoemate takes the lead now from second. Ashworth looks back at second, and now from the stretch he's going to deliver. That's going to be low on outside, and Fonseca, or rather Colby Picard, the catcher, tried to frame that, but even that was clearly outside. So the 3-2 pitch now coming from Ashworth, and that's going to be hacked up the middle. It's going to be gathered in by the second baseman. He's going to throw to first and get McKenzie in time, but the Hawks strike back. Two runs on three hits and one man left on base. And now after one, College Place leads Okanagan 2-1. You're listening to College Place Hawk Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The month of May is a favorite from McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. It's all about helping others and making a difference during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. In the spirit of the month, we want to help you keep your vehicle cruising for years to come. So take advantage of amazing spring service and May maintenance specials that are going on right now. Like $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. We know your time is valuable. We'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Take care of your maintenance and service needs while helping others at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. To schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details. Cannot be combined with other offers. Expires 5/31/18.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Justin Stanley steps in against Silas Shoemate to open the second, and Silas's first pitch is a little bit high and inside, ball one. And Silas now waiting for Stanley to step back in. Stanley hitting 319 for the season, takes Shoemate's second offering at low and inside and hacks it down the third baseline, foul, 1-1. Justin Stanley, Jacob Stanley, and Alex Nelson to come to the plate against Silas Shoemate. And Silas is 1-1. It's a nice off-speed pitch that, boy, looked to me like it had exactly where it needed to go, but the umpire said no, so we'll call that ball two. 2-1. Stanley steps back in, and Silas working quickly. Fast ball that Stanley just swings right through. 2-2. Just some straight-up outside smoke there that Stanley could not handle. Shoemate waiting for Stanley to step in. The minute Stanley does, Silas delivers fastball. It's going to be delivered over Shoemate's head, but his brother's there to gather it in at second, and he fires to second base in time. One down. McKenzie with the struts, and Jackson Shoemate there at second base backing up his brother.
Alex Nelson.
And I take that back. I said that was Justin Stanley. That was actually Jacob Stanley who grounded out. Now we've got Alex Nelson stepping up. And Shoemate's first pitch, you could hear the crack here. Fastball down the middle, 0-1. Nelson just didn't even offer. And now Nelson steps in. The minute he steps in, Shoemate's firing, and that is an off-speed pitch off the plate, 1-1. Nelson hitting 348 for the season. Shoemate fires. Now that's down the left field line just foul. That was going to get past Colby Morris, but it skipped on the left side of the third base, happily. Otherwise, that was looking to be a hard-to-gather-in double. But instead, it's just what amounts to a loud foul. 1-2 on Alex Nelson. Shoemate waiting for Nelson to step in. Now Nelson steps in, and Shoemate rears and fires. Curve ball inside, 2-2. This is one of these instances where we're actually waiting for the batter to show up, because once the batter shows up, man, we are firing away. And Nelson hits a ground ball directly to Jackson Shoemate, who fires to first easily for the second out. And Shoemate keeping the bases empty. In this second inning, facing the middle and lower end of the Okanagan lineup, we've got Will Clark now, the sophomore, hitting 143 for the season. Expect Shoemate to start throwing some gas, and he does. Though his fastball is low, 0-1. Clark appeared in 12 games this season, hits the second offering. This, again, is going to go to Shoemate, who bobbles it, but quickly picks it up and still manages to get it to McKenzie in time for the third out. So three up and three down for Silas Shoemate at the top of the second. And we're going to go to the bottom of the second with College Place leading 2-1 over Okanagan. You're listening to College Place Hawk Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Spring is finally here, and that means we'll all be spending more time outside. And nice weather means yard work. Get into the Pendleton and Walla Walla grocery outlets for lawn and garden tools, flower pots, plants, and even potting soil. Shop Grocery Outlet for the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Grocery Outlet in Walla Walla and Pendleton.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Got bottom of the second inning coming up here. College Place leading Okanagan 2-1. We've got Okanagan with one run on two hits and one error. College Place, two runs on three hits and no errors. Jackson Shoemate stepping in now.
Number six. Jackson Shoemate,
the second baseman against Ashworth. Shoemate hitting 190 for the season. Ashworth serves a fastball right down the middle, and Shoemate swings through it, 0-1. We've got Shoemate. We have Cade Christensen, and we have Tanner Schreindel coming up here at the bottom of the second. Ashworth's second pitch is low and outside, 1-1. Quickly here now to deliver the 1-1, and that's an off-speed pitch, low and outside, 2-1. Jackson Shoemate, I don't actually have stats for number of walks taken, unfortunately. Here comes a 2-1 delivery, and that's right down the middle, 2-2. Shoemate, having been busy already from field, having three assists, now faces this 2-2 from Ashworth. That's going to be high and inside. Jackson's got to back off a little bit from that in full count. See if the sophomore can coax a walk out of Ashworth here to open up the bottom of the second. Ashworth now deals a 3-2, and that's straight up the middle off of Ashworth's right leg. And Ashworth is moving a little bit too slowly to get it. Fires to first, and Jackson manages to beat it out. Jackson Shoemate with the infield single to open the second inning, and that was right off of Ashworth's right thigh. But, no, and he's not limping at all, so
number 13.
Credit. In fairness, Shoemate hit that ball hard enough that I think the second baseman had trouble getting it, so he'd have had the base hit no matter what happens. As Cade Christensen, the sophomore, hitting 152 for the season, is going to step in. Playing at the outfield, Christensen. From the right, looking to bunt. Instead, we're going to have a throw to first, and Shoemate, he's a head-first dive back into first. Ashworth hoping to catch Jackson napping. Jackson taking a fair lead. Ashworth toeing the rubber, and he's going to deliver this time, and Christensen attempts the bunt and pushes straight through it for a strike, 0-1. I'm sure Christensen probably, again, hitting 152, is probably going to offer to bunt again. And he's looking. And, yep, he's going to offer the bunt. Jackson takes his lead, and Christensen misses the bunt. So two bunt attempts, ends up now with an 0-2 hole, an attempt to push Jackson Shoemate to second. Christensen may have to try and swing away here with an 0-2 count. Ashworth toes the rubber. He delivers, and Christensen swings through it for a three-pitch strikeout. So Christensen will go to the bench, and Tanner Schreindel, sophomore, hitting 362 from the left-hand side of the plate, is going to step up.
Tanner Schreindel.
Schreindel playing outfield today. is going to try and advance Jackson Schumann. He's taking a fair lead from first, but Asworth's going to deliver, and that's an off-speed pitch on the outside part of the plate, and they're going to say painted it 0-1. Schreindel waiting for Ashworth, who's taking a look back at first. Now he's going to toe the rubber, and from the stretch, here comes the 0-1 delivery. Now we're looking at a bunt, but it pitches high and outside, 1-1. See what Schreindel's going to do here with this 1-1 offering. He's getting Jackson Schumate look to take a fairly big lead, and then Ashworth steps off the rubber to look at some directions from the infielders. Now he takes a look at Schumate at first. Now he comes from set and from the stretch, delivers the 1-1, and the bunt's going to be a nice one straight up the middle, and Ashworth is going to have to go to first. And if he doesn't hurry, he's going to miss him, but he did manage to get Schreindel. His Schumate advances to second on the sacrifice bunt by Tanner Schreindel. And that'll bring Justin McKenzie to the... Nope, that's not Justin McKenzie. We're going to go... Or do I have that right? Yes, I do. We're going to go back to the top of the order here. And we've got Kyler Tyner stepping in. 0 for 1 thus far. And the first pitch he sees is just on the outside part of the plate. 0-1. Bottom of the second here. College Place leading 2-1. Man on second, Jackson Schumate, two out here as Ashworth gets ready to deliver the 0-1. And Tyner swings right through that quickly, 0-2. Tyner now steps in. And Ashworth is going to toe the rubber. Look at Schumate at second. Now he delivers, and that is going to be tapped to the shortstop, who's going to fire to first in time. And the Hawks get a hit, but they don't manage to draw any blood. But they're still going to go into the third, leading Okanagan 2-1. You're listening to College Place Hawk Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Jarrett Smith steps in for Okanagan and takes Silas Schumate's first pitch high and inside, 1-0. Schumate now getting ready to deliver again as Smith finally steps in and Silas fires, and that is going to be tapped right back to the mound as Schumate's going to toss to McKenzie. And quickly, two pitches, one down. Hunter Rubert and Colby Picard also do up. Rubert, having scored Okanagan's only run back in the first, having a leadoff double, and then got knocked home by Gage Wilson as Schumate steps in. Rubert steps in, Schumate waiting for him, and now Schumate delivers, and nice, beautiful off-speed curve that ended up diving right down the middle of the plate, 0-1. That was a pretty pitch. So Rubert, having only seen two pitches from Silas, and the first he hit for a double over the head of the left fielder all the way to the wall back in the first. College Place leading here in the third, 1-0, and Schumate's second pitch is going to be fouled down the right field line out of play. That didn't manage to get to Regal Avenue, but Schumate up now 0-2 on Rubert, the only one to get a multiple base hit as Schumate's 1-1 pitch is just outside. 1-2. Rupert now is going to step out. And Silas is going to step off. And Rupert's going to do some stretching, and we're going to try and reset this. And again, Shoemate just raring to go. The minute the batter's set, Silas fires, and that ball's weakly fouled down the right field line in front of the Okanagan bench. No surprise that Rupert had that leadoff double. He's batting 635 for the season. Now facing the Shoemate 1-2 pitch, and Silas deals outside 1-2. Rupert having a pretty good eye, particularly for those outside pitches, it appears. Silas delivers the 2-2, and that's straight down the middle, and it's going to be popped up, and Jackson Shoemate's going to settle under it, and he puts it away. And Rupert is going to be denied in his second at bat. Two down here at the top of the third. Colby Picard to step in. Picard 0-1. Picard wearing the tools of ignorance when playing defense. He's the catcher. He's going to take Shoemate's first offering and foul it down the right field line out of play. 0-1. Shoemate, and he likes to work quickly. Here's the 0-1. That's an off-speed pitch that's going to be bounced over the head of the shortstop and into left field for a base hit. So Picard gets his first base hit of the day. He'll be 1-2. Ashworth now will step to the plate, and Ashworth 0-1 having drawn a base on balls, I believe, the first time he was up. Shoemate is going to fire back to first to keep Picard honest. And now Shoemate with his toe on the rubber waits for Ashworth. He comes setting from the stretch. Shoemate delivers the 0-1 fastball just off the right side of the plate. One and oh, throw to first. And Picard, barely off first, goes back. Now Ashworth waiting. Shoemate now sets from the stretch, and he delivers. And that's going to be a ground ball short that is just going to be taken straight to first. And that'll do it. For the Bulldogs, no runs on one hit and one man left. And we go to the bottom of the third. College Place leading Okanagan 2-1. You're listening to College Place Playoff Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Vacation time is coming, and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Post-Atlantix. Did you know that Post-Atlantix is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then, let us guide you through the renewal process. From pictures to paperwork to a check for payment, we'll help you get your application safely sent. That's Post-Atlantix, your go-to get-it-done place in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla, now also providing cell phone repair.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Bottom of the third here at John Tracker Field at Ferris High School here in Spokane. First round baseball action. College Place hosting Okanagan. College Place leading 2-1. College Place softball also in action. I don't honestly know if they're in Afraid or Moses Lake, but the last report I had, College Place softball up 6-0. So both of the Diamond players' teams trying to move on here at State, as we have Matt McKenzie stepping in for College Place against Ashworth. And Ashworth delivers, and his off-speed pitch is going to be low and outside, 1-0. Matt McKenzie, 1-for-1 thus far, having scored the first run of the game, as Ashworth's second offering is going to be just on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. McKenzie, hitting .533 for the season, 1-1 so far with a run scored. And the 1-1 pitch is going to be right up the middle, and Ashworth manages to make a stab at it, and he's going to walk it over to the first baseman. And McKenzie ends up grounding out in his second at bat. And we've got Kyren Morris stepping up.
Kyren Morris.
Morris hitting .565 for the season, but he went 0-1 his first time up. He's now going to step in against Ashworth. And the big right-hander now is going to deliver his opening pitch, and Morris fouls it straight back. Thank you, fence, because me and the PA guy would have eaten that. Morris now is going to step in, taps the plate once. Ashworth, he rears and he fires the 0-1 pitch, and Morris fouls it down the left field line. Third baseman Alex Nelson can't get to it. 0-2. Kobe. No, check that. Kyren, I got to keep this straight. Now facing the 0-2, and that fastball is low. Gets away from the pitcher with no one on base, or catcher, rather. Kobe Morris will fetch the ball. Kyren now steps in, faces Ashworth's 1-2 offering, and Morris swings right through it and strikeout. Morris 0-2. And now stepping up to the plate is going to be his brother, Kobe. Kobe.
Number nine, Kobe Morris.
He is 1-for-1 with a single and a run batted in and a run scored. Having done a fair bit of the damage here, Ashworth now delivers to the other Morris, and Morris is going to loop that down into the right field line. It almost reaches the gap, but it's going to end up getting cut up. Morris, because the ball gets misplayed by the center fielder, is going to cruise into second, credit him with a double. And Morris now 2-for-2 with a single and a double, run scored and a run batted in. Silas Shoemate is now going to step in. Silas is 1-for-1 with a run batted in, having added to his own effort. Now with two out in the third, has an opportunity to add to the Hawk 2-1 lead. As the Hawks have Kobe Morris on at second, he takes a long lead, and Ashworth fires to Silas, and Silas is going to drill that down the right field line and on to Regal Avenue. Almost hit a Honda coming up the road. I think we're going to have to build higher fences here, because driving down Regal while you've got a ball game going on is potentially treacherous. 0-1 to Silas Shoemate. It's Ashworth for Okanagan. Toes the rubber. Now he's going to set, and from the stretch, delivers the 0-1 pitch to Silas Shoemate, and it's outside, and Silas swings through at 0-2. 2-1 College Place, if you just joined us here, bottom of the third in this seven-inning state playoff game, as Ashworth now is going to deliver the 0-2 after eyeing second base, and Shoemate takes the low and inside offering and protects the plate and fouls it off behind the plate. Count remains 0-2. Yeah, I was hoping to keep pitch counts, but you know what? I've got too much stuff cooking. It's Ashworth. He's going to deliver the 0-2 again after checking second. And still checking second. Now here she comes, and Shoemate is going to wing that down the right field line foul. And Silas making Ashworth work. Shoemate just looking for something that he can either poke down the right field line or drill into center field. Try and extend this one-run College Place lead here. Ashworth looks back at second, now brings it home, and Silas drills it right back to Ashworth, who's going to underhand it to the first baseman, and the third inning comes to an end as the Hawks get no runs on one hit, and they leave one man on the base pass. They'll go into the fourth, leading Okanagan 2-1. You are listening to College Place Hawk Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. PocketInet.crowdfiber.com.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at John Tracker Field at Ferris High here in Spokane College Place in a loser out first round state regional playoff game against the Okanagan Bulldogs and Hawks. Clinging to a 2-1 lead here, trying to get to the halfway point. We're going to the top of the fourth. And if I'm scoring correctly, we have Okanagan bringing up Gage Wilson, Justin Stanley, and Jacob Stanley to open the fourth. And Shoemate's first offering is going to be just off of Jackson Shoemate's glove. And Wilson, now 2-2 for the day, is on base with a leadoff single. And Silas might have been wanting to holler at his brother. I think Jackson, if he'd stretched a little bit, might have been able to get that as Justin Stanley steps in, 0-1 thus far. Justin, 3-19 on the season, offers the bunt and manages to make contact, but it ends up skittering towards the backstop, 0-1. Gage Wilson on first. Wilson, having done primary damage thus far, having the run batted in, and now has a leadoff single here to open the fourth inning. One on, no one out, as Shoemate now delivers, and again, a bunt is presented, and it's popped directly to Shoemate, who quickly then fires to first, but Wilson's back in time as Justin Stanley pops out for the first out of the fourth. Now Jacob Stanley is going to step in, a 283 hitter. He's looking down to third for signals, and we'll see if he proceeds to try and bunt as well. As Shoemate now from the stretch is going to deliver, and the bunt again is offered, and that's a good bunt up the right field line. No, and the first baseman's going to have to field it with no one covering. So where his brother Justin failed, Jacob is able to get a bunt base hit, and now we have men on first and second with only one away here in the fourth. Now, Alex Nelson is going to step in. Nelson 0-1 so far with the tying run at second and the go-ahead run on first. He's going to step in, hitting 348 for the season, and Shoemate's delivery is an off-speed pitch, a little high and inside, 1-0. Shoemate waiting for Nelson to step back in. Now he looks back to second. Now he fires. Fastball is going to be popped into. Nope, that's going to be fouled off to the left. I got the sun starting to peek through the clouds here, and I lost the ball in the sun. Had to have been fouled off to the left, given the way it came off the bat. 1-1. Shoemate. Now from the stretch delivers, and his off-speed pitch is low and inside, 2-1. Shoemate does not want to walk Nelson. You don't want the tying run. You don't want to be loading the bases and putting tying run 90 feet away with only one down. Shoemate's next delivery, high fastball, and Nelson swings right through it, 2-2. Critical pitch here. You want to try and get that second out and render sacrifices moot. 2-2 pitch is a fastball on the right. Strike three. Nelson just looked at it, and that was a great pitch. That was clutch heaving there by Silas Shoemate. Two down now in the fourth. As Will Clark now is going to step in. Shoemate's first pitch looked to be a little bit outside, 1-0. Sun coming out, actually getting a little bit of heat. Now the 1-0 pitch is going to be tapped down the third baseline, and the third baseman, oh, no, they're going to call it foul. They're going to wave it foul. It looked like he had Wilson dead to rights, but they're going to wave it off foul. So Clark now instead is going to be facing a 1-1 pitch with two down and two on and two down here at top of the fourth. Shoemate's pitch is fastball high, 2-1. Clark, again, just hitting 143 for the season. He's got to try and swing through this. It's a 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. A little outside fastball, 2-2. And Shoemate real close to pitching his way out of a mini jam here. The top of the fourth, a 2-1 pitch. Oh, off-speed pitch on the inside part of the plate. Strike three called. Silas Shoemate strikes out the last two batters looking, and he gets out of a jam. Two hits, no runs, two men left by Okanagan. We go, we're halfway home. And College Place comes to bat the bottom of the fourth, leading 2-1. You're listening to College Place Hawk Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Justin McKenzie, Jackson Shoemate, and Kate Christensen set to come up here against Connor Ashworth to finish off the fourth inning here. John Tracker Field, Ferris High School in Spokane, College Place leading 2-1. All runs thus far scored in the first inning. Okanagan getting one run on two hits in the first, and College Place answering with two runs on three hits in the first. And both teams have managed to mount a threat since then, but haven't been able to get any farther as McKenzie steps in against Ashworth. And the right-hander delivers, and McKenzie offers it an outside pitch, and he put too much of an offering to it, 0-1. If he left that baby alone, that's ball one. McKenzie now takes Ashworth's 0-1, and he screams that between first and second base for a base hit. And I'll tell you what, that got to the right field so quickly that if McKenzie needed to hustle a little bit to get to first. So McKenzie, now 1-1.
Number 6, Jackson.
He's going to be backed up by Jackson Shoemate. Shoemate had a base hit in his first appearance this afternoon, took it off of Ashworth's right thigh as Ashworth offers, and Shoemate puts a nice bunt down the right field line, and Ashworth fields it, and he scoops to the first baseman. But Shoemate does, Jackson Shoemate does what he needs to do, and he sacrifices McKenzie ahead to second, and the Hawks once again have an opportunity. This is the third time they've gotten a man to second base. There's an opportunity to extend this 2-1 lead. Cade Christensen stepping in now, a 152 hitter. He is 0-1 thus far. And Ashworth's first pitch is a little high, 1-0. Christensen, again, sophomore, playing outfield today, takes the 0-1, and he loops it to second base, and the second baseman is going to have no choice but to go to first. And McKenzie steams into third. So the Hawks now with a man on third, but with two out here in the fourth, going to have to hope that Tanner Strindle, the southpaw hitter, with 362 on the season, 0-1. Nope, I take that back. He had a sacrifice earlier in the game, so technically it's his first appearance, and he takes Ashworth's first pitch low, 1-0. Schreindel looking down to third for the signal. Now he steps in and signals he's ready to go, and Ashworth's going to deliver the 1-0, and that's popped down to the left. It looks like it's going to be fouled behind the backstop here into the parking lot. 1-1. Looking for Schreindel to... Got a little opening straight up center. Let's see if he can do it with a 1-1 offering. Instead, it's going to be a bunt that's fouled back, 1-2. Now he's going to have to swing away. Old Glory flying a little bit towards right field here. Not exactly an overwhelming breeze. As the Ashworth 1-2 pitch now is on the way, and that's going to be high and outside, 2-2. Schreindel with a good eye to lay off that pitch. Really wasn't that close. Schreinl steps in, and the Ashworth 2-2 delivery now is going to be swing and a miss. Nope, take that back. That's fouled back here. So another 2-2 pitch coming, and Ashworth. He's getting slightly frustrated. 7-3 college play softball score just reported to me. And now the 2-2 delivery again, way high. And Picard had to leap up to get that, or we were going to have a wild pitch run batted in. 3-2 on Schreindl. Tanner steps in now, signals he's ready to go on the Ashworth. 3-2 delivery is going to be a swing and a miss. And the fourth comes to an end. No runs on one hit, and the Hawks leave a man on third. We go to the fifth. The Hawks 2, Bulldogs 1. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We have got Jarrett Smith and I believe Hunter Rubert and Colby Picard up against Silas Shoemate now. He rears and fires.
Number 16.
To Smith, and his off-speed pitch catches the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Smith now stepping in. Silas quickly rears and fires, swing and a miss at an outside pitch. Shoemake quickly up 0-2. Silas likes to work from the far left side of that rubber. And now quickly, he's going to deliver the 0-2 pitch, and fastball swing and a miss. And right now, the lower end of that lineup, Smith just hitting 226. Don't have much answer right now for Silas Shoemate. On the other hand, Hunter Rubert is another critter altogether. Again, hitting 635 for the season. He is 1-for-2 today. As Shoemate's first pitch is high and inside, 1-0. And now the 1-0 pitch is quickly. That's going to be hit between third and short. Left fielder is going to pick it up, and Rupert is going to be 2-for-3 with a one-out single.
Now coming to the plate, the catcher.
And so with one down, Colby Picard hitting 465, the catcher is going to step in with Rupert on first. Picard waiting for Shoemate's delivery, and Shoemate instead is going to throw to first, and Rupert's going to get back easily in time. Silas just trying to keep Rupert honest, I think. Shoemate now again on that left side of the rubber, and he's going to go to first again. He wants to make sure Rupert doesn't get any ideas about getting thefty. Silas toes the rubber again. Brief look to first. Now he's going to deliver, and that's a foul ball down the third baseline. Cleanly fielded by the third base coach. He then feeds Morris, gives back to Shoemate. 0-1, top of the fifth, 2-1, College Place. This loser-out regional first-round state baseball game here at John Tracker Field here at Ferris High School in Spokane. The 0-1 pitch is fastball down the middle, and we have an attempt to steal second, and I believe, yes, indeed, the catcher's throw to Jackson Shoemate was in time, and Shoemate tags Rupert out. And credit, is that McKenzie? I believe so. Credit Matt McKenzie with gunning him down as Rupert did not have a good lead. And now the base paths are clear. And 0-2, two out. We've got a foul at the plate that's going to bounce back to the backstop. And Picard, now with nothing to work for, simply has to try to get on base. And Shoemate just going to try and probably smoke some things past him. Here's the 0-2. Yeah, that is a fastball that the release point was a little late, way low and outside, getting past McKenzie, but with no one on base, that's not an issue. 1-2. Shoemate. Now, delivering that 1-2 pitch. Oh, fastball just a little high and outside. That was trying to paint the block there, and he was not far off. But umpire in good position to say it was a little bit too far off. And the 2-2 pitch is just an outside fastball, swing and a miss. And at the end of 4.5, College Place leading Okanagan 2-1. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Kyler Tyner, Matt McKenzie, Kyron Morris set to come to the plate here against Connor Ashworth here in the bottom of the fifth inning up here in Spokane. If you've just joined us, College Place leading here 2-1 in baseball. And in trying to read the sun glare, it seems that College Place softball is still leading at the bottom of 4, 7-3. And we've been taking 30-second breaks because they've been moving things right along here. But Ashworth threw another warm-up baseball, so we're not quite ready to go. But now Tyner's going to step in. Tyner 0-2 thus far with a strikeout. And let's see, I'm getting some more dings. And I can't quite, it's just a little bit too sunny. But it appears College Place taking care of business against Natchez as Tyner steps in to lead off the bottom of the fifth here as Ashworth delivers and his fastball is in the dirt. 1-0. Bounces away from the catcher. And Matt McKenzie runs over to gather it in and run it back. Ashworth. Now with the 1-0 offering, that is going to be low and outside, 0-2. Kyler Tyner batting .500 for the season, 0-2 thus far. Now facing the 2-0 offering from Ashworth, and that's a bunt that's going to be fouled behind the plate. And Tyner, thinking I think that was heading down the third baseline, had the jets on. And he's got to come all the way back and start over. Count now 2-1. College Place leading Okanagan here 2-1. Again, a lose-or-out game. A winner to play later this afternoon against the winner of Freeman Kybee. Ashworth, 2-1 offering on the way. Just, nope, you're going to say that caught the outside part of the plate. 2-2. Whoever the home plate umpire's a little bit deliberate in calling his strikes. Ashworth's 2-2 delivery now on its way, and that's way outside. That ball, what is it, 60 feet 6 inches? That was about a 57-foot fastball right there, diving into the dirt. Full count now against Tyner. See if he can coax a walk out of Ashworth. And that's also in the dirt, and Tyner is going to go to first in the free pass. So a leadoff walk here, bottom of the fifth, and Matt McKenzie will step to the plate. Again, batting .533, McKenzie 1-for-2 thus far, having a single in the first inning and scoring the first run for the Hawks. Only runs thus far scored in the first. One on, nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Hawks up 2-1. Ashworth getting ready to deliver to McKenzie. And here she comes, and that's high. Ball one as Picard quickly gets up and gets ready to fire it first. But Tyner gets back in time. And the 1-0 pitch now. Ashworth taking his time. And now here she comes. That's going to be low. Gets away from the catcher, but he keeps it in front of him. Tyner goes back to first, and McKenzie now has a, got what they used to call a hitter's pitch. 2-0. See if the sacrifice might be on to catch him a little bit by surprise. McKenzie. Ashworth being deliberate now. Tyner taking his lead from first. Now Ashworth is set from the stretch. And he delivers the 2-0, and the punt is off, and it's going to be fouled up against the backstop. Almost made its way to Regal Avenue. 2-1. Be interesting to see if they'll keep the punt on or try and have him swing away. Is Ashworth now having trouble with his location? Having given up a leadoff walk to Tyner, falling behind 2-0, and now 2-1 to McKenzie. See if McKenzie can take advantage of this. Ashworth looks at first and stops, looks at first again. Now he's going to toe the rubber, and he's set from the stretch. Now he's going to deliver, and that bunts up the first baseline, and it's a beauty. Ashworth's going to have to try and gather it in. He scoops to first, but he manages to get Tyner on to second. Beautifully executed bunt. And once again, the Hawks get another man to second with less than two outs. And we'll see if the Hawks can capitalize as Kyron Morris, the shortstop, hitting .565 for the season, but he's 0-for-2 thus far. The southpaw will step in against a right-handed Ashworth. See if we can't get some action here. As Ashworth looks back to second. Now he's going to fire, and that ball's on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. 0-1. One on, one down. Hawks lead by one. Bottom of the fifth here. Morris. Now he's set. Ashworth looking back at second. Now he looks towards the plate and fires, and Morris took a low and inside offering and fouls it down the right field. Backstop. Quickly falls behind 0-2. Morris, despite team leading .565 averages, had a frustrating day thus far. 0-2 for his at-bats, and 0-2 at the plate. And now he's going to step back, and Ashworth's going to step back, and we're all going to reset. Tyner goes back to second, having scored on the sacrifice by McKenzie. It's not scored, but advanced. Ashworth. Now he's going to bring it in. Boy, Morris took a low and inside pitch. That would have been ball one, but Morris fouls it off. And I can see why Kyron has the average he does, because he can make contact on pitches that aren't near the strike zone. So now he steps in, still again facing an 0-2 count. One on, one down, bottom of the fifth. Hawks up by one. Ashworth looks to second. Now he's going to bring it home, and Morris flies it straight to shortstop, and they caught Tyner off, brought it to the second, and Morris grounds into a double play. Rather, he flies into a double play, and the fifth comes to an end. No runs, one hit, no one left. We go to the sixth. College Place clinging to a 2-1 lead, just in College Place Hawk baseball, rather, on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So we go to the top of the fifth now with the Bulldogs bringing on Ashworth, Gage Nelson, and Justin Stanley against Silas Shoemate, who's gone all the way right now, having given up one run, I believe, on four hits. And his first shot to Ashworth is a weak ground ball down third. Shoemate's going to have to hustle to get it, and he fires to first in time because Ashworth, frankly, ain't that terribly fleet of foot. And one pitch and a weak ground out. Shoemate to Justin McKenzie. One down. Hawks got to get through five more outs, and he will then proceed to the winner of Freeman Kai B, which will take place after this game. And that game will take place later this afternoon as Gage Wilson steps in. Wilson, 2-for-2 thus far, two singles with a run batted in. And his first pitch is fouled at the plate, 0-1. It's the 0-1 pitch now to Wilson as Shoemate fires, and that's going to be another weak grounder. The Shoemate's going to gather down the left field line. Again, he fires to McKenzie at first, and two down. Two weak grounders to the left side of the infield, and a Shoemate to McKenzie in both instances, and quickly. Hawks get their first two outs here at the top of the sixth. And Shoemake quickly fires. That's going to be a strike, too. And that's Alex Nelson. No, that's not Alex Nelson. That's Justin Stanley. And my goodness, Shoemake working fast. His second pitch is just allowed to walk in 0-2. And here we go. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And that's one of the fastest half innings you're ever going to see. Three up, three down. At the end of 5.5, College Place 2, Okanagan 1. You're listening to College Place Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
According to a U.S. Department of Energy study, the average life of a water heater is 10 to 15 years. I bet you're asking yourself how you've ended up with a broken-down water heater after only a few years. The answer? Lack of maintenance. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 for a quality water heater tune-up or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we go to the bottom of the sixth here. College Place clinging to a 2-1 lead over Okanagan. And Silas Shoemake he had the fastest top of the sixth you've ever seen. I think he threw six pitches, two weak ground outs and a strikeout. And the Hawks are up again. And they are going to put Kobe Morris, Silas Shoemake, and Justin McKenzie to the plate against Ashworth, who's gone all the way. Ashworth only giving up two runs in the first inning, and the Hawks keep getting men to second, can't quite finish. As Morris, Kobe, that is, he is 2-for-2 with a single, a double, and a run scored. And Ashworth's first pitch is low and in the dirt. 1-0. Ashworth struggling with his control in the later innings here. He's been having issues with his release point. He keeps putting balls in the dirt. So the 1-0 pitch now to Morris, and that is just outside, 2-0. Yeah, and the whole home plate umpire is a little bit deliberate in his ball strike calls. Ashworth's 2-0 pitch, that's right down the middle, 2-1, and I expect that Kobe had an orders to just sit and watch. Make Ashworth throw pitches. The 2-1 offering is going to be low. 3-1. And how the Hawks wouldn't love again to get a leadoff base runner and see if they can't actually get the guy home as Morris waits for the 3-1 delivery. And here she comes, to quote Dave Niehaus, who got a pop-up into right field, and the right field is going to settle under it, and Morris flies out for the first out of the sixth inning. Silas Shoemake now to step to the plate. Silas 1-for-2 thus far. He has a single and a run batted in. He drove in the go-ahead run way back in the first inning. And Shoemake hitting 500 for the season thus far. Silas settles into that right-handed batter's box, and Ashworth now is going to deliver, and that's getting low and in the dirt, 1-0. And I'm sure Silas is just going to sit and wait for Ashworth to throw a strike. Had so many pitches in the dirt, we got a high school umpire is actually going to wipe off the plate. And now the umpire is coming out to talk to Ashworth. I don't know if he's I see. The catcher ended up. Catcher's been having to play literally catch quite a bit, and he's having to chase quite a few balls, and looks like he took one in perhaps a sensitive spot. So the umpire was giving him an opportunity to walk it off. And now the umpire is dusting off the plate again, and he looks the catcher in the eye and says, "You good to go?" Catcher gives him a nod, and we're ready to go again. It's Ashworth. We'll fire against Shoemake, and the 1-0 pitch is again low. Ball two. I have not seen Ashworth come inside once in this game. He does not like to get close to hitters. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, and that's right down the middle. And Shoemake grounds it to short, manages to gather it in, and fire to Jarrett Smith. One down. Shoemate now 1-3. And Justin McKenzie is going to step in. 360 hitter thus far this season. McKenzie, I have 1-2 thus far, if I'm counting correctly, with a single. Ashworth's first offering, off-speed pitch that arcs right down the middle, 0-1. Two down, no one on here, bottom of the sixth. And Ashworth is going to hammer that ball to second base, and the second baseman fields it cleanly and brings it to the first baseman, and that's it for the sixth. And now we're going to see if the Hawks can bring it home. They lead 2-1 going into the top of the seventh. Hopefully we'll be back with the last. You're listening to College Plays Hawk Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
What do you get when you mix together top quality ingredients, fresh produce from Andes, and the love of a family filled with red-blooded, meat-eating, God-fearing, flag-waving Americans who crave the tradition of a down-home American diner? You get Walt's Place, Walla Walla's destination diner. We offer a 10% discount to those folks fighting for and saving our lives. Police officers, firefighters, DOC, doctors, and nurses. I'm Dominic Mullins, and I'd love to invite you to try our family's diner for some breakfast or lunch. Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. Come join the family.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And Silas Shoemate trying to slam the door on Okanagan here, leading 2-1. He's got to get through the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. He's got to get past Alex Nelson, Will Clark, and Jarrett Smith, and his first pitch to, I believe that's Clark, was outside, 1-0. This is 1-0 pitch. Sorry, that's Jacob. That's not Jacob Stanley. It's Alex Nelson. And the 1-0 pitch was a swing and a miss. The 1-1 pitch was high and inside, gets beyond the catcher, 2-1. Yeah, this is Jacob Stanley. And the 2-1 pitch is arced into left field, and center fielder is going to end up calling everyone off, who comes all the way in to gather in. We have one down, two outs to go for the Hawks to put an end to Okanagan's season and go on to further postseason play later this afternoon. One up, one down, Alex Nelson now to the plate. Nelson 0-2. Shoemate's offering's an off-speed pitch, high and inside, 1-0. Nelson quickly now facing the 1-0, and he's going to drill that just past the diving third baseman into left field. And now we've got the tying run on at first as left fielder drives it into shortstop, and it gets cut off. But that ball was smartly hit by Nelson, his first hit of the day. And now Will Clark, hitting 143, is going to step in, and you can expect Clark is probably getting signaled sacrifice as Okanagan needs to score here, and Shoemate is going to keep Nelson honest, drives him back to first. Clark still looking for signals from his third base coach. Now he's going to step in. Silas, again, from that far left side of the rubber, looking for his signal. Now he's going to settle in from the stretch, and he fires, and that ball is going to be popped straight up. And I can't see it, but I'm afraid it's about to hit us. It might be out on Regal Avenue. 1-1. Scoreboard reads 0-1. I could have sworn the count was 1-1. I'm pretty sure. I thought that count was 1-1. As Shoemate goes back to first to keep Nelson honest. And Silas gets the ball back, and now here comes the 1-1 pitch, and that ball is going to be grounded to second, and Jackson's going to gather it in and throw to first. We've got two down with the tying run on at second, and it is game time. We have got Jarrett Smith to the plate, 0-2 thus far. And Shoemate's just going to try and punch the clock and put an end to this and extend the Hawks' season. As Shoemate rears and fires, that's going to be popped straight back into the backstop. And it managed to find a hole in it managed to find a hole and fell into the lap of the guy sitting down two rows in front of me. 0-1. Shoemate looks back to second, rears and fires the 0-1 pitch, and it's an outside 0-2, and we're at game time. This is it. The Hawks can put it away here. They're going to go on and play later this afternoon. Smith steps in. Shoemate looks at second. Rears and fires. Strike three. Cold looking in. That is it. College Place beats Okanagan 2-1 in a loser-out game. They're going to play later this afternoon against the winner of Freeman, Kiona, Benton. So we will be broadcasting out a little later this afternoon. We're going to try and get you some game stats after we take this break and then give you some idea of when the next game will be later this afternoon. That's a final from John Tracker Field here at Ferris High in Spokane. College Place 2, Okanagan 1. College Place goes on. Okanagan season comes to an end. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank Connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley's schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com. Your YMCA is having a yard sale to benefit youth scholarships on Saturday, June 2nd from 7 to 4 at the YMCA. Local residents donate to the YMCA in several ways, from our annual youth sustaining campaign to capital development. The YMCA yard sale is another way to donate. If you have yard sale items you'd like to donate, bring them to the Y on Friday, May 18th from 3 to 6 or on Friday, May 25th from 2 to 4. And then come shop at the YMCA yard sale for youth scholarships from 7 to 4 on Saturday, June 2nd.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back here live at John Tracker Field at Ferris High School, where your College Place Hawks have knocked off the Okanagan Bulldogs 2-1 behind some pretty strong pitching by Silas Shoemate. Let's go ahead and take a look at decidedly preliminary stats because I'm keeping them myself, and it's debatable on how correct those stats are. I have got Kyler Tyner. He went 0-for-2, although did get a base on balls. Matt McKenzie, he went 1-for-2 with a run scored. Kyron Morris ended up going 0-for-3. Kobe Morris, however, ended up going 2-for-3 with a run scored and a run batted in. Silas Shoemate ended up going 1-for-3 with a run batted in. And then Justin McKenzie went 1-for-2. Jackson Shoemate ended up going 1-for-2, also with a valuable sacrifice. And then, why can't I find this person? There we are. Cade Christensen, I have, is going 0-for-2, as did Tanner Schreindel. I have Silas Shoemate pitching a complete game. He gave up 6 hits. I counted, nope, I'm wrong. He gave up 7 hits. I counted 1 base on ball, 1 run, and that was earned. Unfortunately, I didn't keep track of strikeouts, and Mr. and Mrs. Shoemate, if you're listening, I apologize. But he pitched a solid game. He's just slightly shaky in the first inning in that he gave up 2 hits, including a leadoff double to Hunter Rupert. But then after that, Silas was pretty much lights out. Okanagan did not get a man past second, and Shoemate got stronger as the game went on. The sixth was lights out. He threw about 6 pitches, and the seventh wasn't a whole lot different. He did manage to give up a leadoff single, but he didn't get past second, even with the sacrifice. and Shoemate pitches a very strong game and moves College Place on. They're going to play later this afternoon against the winner of the Freeman-Iona-Benton game, which will happen later this afternoon. Unfortunately, the next broadcast is a little bit difficult to predict as the game is slated to begin 45 minutes at the end of the Freeman-Kiona-Benton game. So it is, let's find the time here, 11:19. That game took about an hour and a quarter. Assume the next game starts at 12. I would say you probably want to start listening in around 2 o'clock to get some idea of when that next game is going to start. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, talk a little bit about Freeman and Kiona-Benton as College Place is going to be playing one of those two later this afternoon, and then we'll take the game break and be back with the second broadcast later this afternoon. Again, we're taking a break. Don't touch that dial. We've got a little bit of information with regards to the upcoming team that College Place might be facing. It's a final right now from John Tracker Field here at Ferris High in Spokane. College Place goes on. They beat Okanagan 2-1. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball. I did it again. Almost called it basketball. That's Hawk Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So we're in a game here at John Tracker Field at Ferris High in Spokane. The sun has come out. It's turned into a beautiful day for baseball. And the first game has come to an end with your College Place Hawks winning. They're going to move on to the next round of state championship. And that game is going to occur later this afternoon as they're going to face the winner of Freeman Kiona-Benton, which is coming up here at John Tracker Field. I suspect that game is probably going to start around noon. Again, the Hawks set to play the winner of that game. And, of course, we might hope that the winner would be Kiona-Benton. Ky B, 13-9 overall this season, but the Hawks have already played Ky B three times, and they have had their way with the Bears. Back on April 21st, the Hawks won a doubleheader, 16-9 and 15-3, and then in second round of districts, College Place blanked Ky B 19-0. And that game having taken place 8 days ago last Friday, and then Ky B coming on here to play Rockford here at Ferris. Rockford, however, How did I get Rockford? It's Freeman. They're from Rockford, Washington. That's how I messed up. Anyway, they'll be playing Freeman, and Freeman is the real deal. They are 19-3. They were 13-1 in their district overall, and They haven't lost since losing to Chihuahua back on April 27th, 5-3 in 8 innings. Since then, they've beaten Lakeside 11-1, Colville 14-4, Newport 20-6, beat Chihuahua again 3-0, and then destroyed Colville 18-0 and 3-0 again in district playoffs and then in the district championship. So, Freeman, a strong baseball team, Kai B, needs to be bringing their A game if they want to have any hope of continuing on and playing the Hawks later this afternoon. It will end up being the nightcap here in these first round of the state championships. We will have that game 45 minutes after the end of the Kai B Freeman game. So it's a little difficult to predict. My expectation is that the game will be starting at 12, meaning they ought to be down around 2:30. So I would start listening in sometime after 2, and we'll have some idea of when the game will be starting at that point. But make sure you're tuning in right here to 102.3 FM KGDC2 for that game occurring later this afternoon. College Place will be taking on the winner of the Freeman-Kai B game, as College Place earlier this morning finished off Okanagan 2-1 based on the strong pitching of Silas Shumate. That'll do it right now from John Tracker Field, but we'll be back with more later this afternoon. You have been listening to College Place Hawk Men's Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.